Hello and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2169, recorded on Thursday the 5th of May 2022. Your readers today on part one are Don Cleaver and myself, Alison Aplin. The two features this week will be read by Sia Vare. You can call us at any time on 01603 765 365. That's Norwich 765 365 with your views, news and comments. We love hearing from listeners. This edition of Chatterbox will include five sets of news stories from the evening news, letters, information desk and two features. The first feature is about a Norfolk town that lost 55 men to war, and the second is about a haunted house in Yarmouth. But we'll now start with stories from the Norwich Evening News, and here's Don to introduce the first selection.
Our first set of stories this week all have a transport theme. On the outskirts of Norwich, in the Broadland Gate Business Park, a garage, Forecourt of the Future, has opened. Instead of selling petrol and diesel, it provides a variety of charging points for drivers with hybrid or electric vehicles. As we will hear shortly, the new facility has not had a unanimous welcome from evening news readers. Other transport developments include the cancellation of the regular mega bus service from Norwich to London, and an experiment with an environmentally friendly delivery by a cargo boat from Wells to Norwich via Great Yarmouth. Another mark at the start of the sailing season was a visit by three wherries to Ludham Bridge. The Ukraine war is having an impact on transport in Norfolk, and particularly in addition to the rises in fuel costs. Shortages of coal have meant that services are being reduced on the Mid-Norfolk Railway. I will now pass you on to Alison to carry us away with the first transport story.
It looms over the Postwick Hub at the junction of the A47 and the NDR, looking like something from the future. And the impression from inside is similarly sci-fi. The grid-serve electric forecourt on the outskirts of Norwich opened on April the 21st, allowing motorists to charge their electric and hybrid vehicles while they relax with a cup of coffee. Along with 36 charging points for vehicles, the site also has a Costa Coffee, an M&S Food and a WH Smith. Inside, there are places where people can sit and have a meal or work on laptops. There's super-fast Wi-Fi and a pair of bookable, soundproof meeting pods. The facility on the Broadland Gate Business Park features solar panels on its roof, which, along with other sources of reusable energy, power the building. It also has a rainwater harvesting system for its taps and toilets. GridServe plans to build 100 such electric car service stations across the country by 2030, when a ban on the sale of new petrol or diesel cars is introduced.
Coach operator Megabus has announced that it has cancelled its route between Norwich and London due to a drop in demand. The M16 service ran between Norwich with stops at the bus station and University of East Anglia and Stratford in London. Travellers have reacted with anger and dismay. One wrote online, "Disgraceful. My partner uses this service every week to get back from his job. He had a ticket booked for this Tuesday and now the coach cancelled. Only found out by chance on here." They could, at the very least, have given some notice. A spokesman for Megabus said it was due to a reduction in passenger numbers, adding that there were no plans to reintroduce the service at present. Ticket sales stopped on May the 1st.
For centuries, the food that sustained Norwich arrived in the city by boat. Those days might be long gone, but a group of adventurers have done their bit to revive this ancient trade route. Henry Chamberlain and his crew have sailed their boat, laden with a cargo of local produce, all the way from the North Norfolk coast by sea and by river into the heart of Norwich. The group, from a boat charter company called Coastal Exploration Company, made the winding 100-mile trip just 35 miles by road from Wells via Great Yarmouth in just 20 hours. Their voyage was to deliver a cargo of goods to the Jarrold department store and was designed to promote alternative forms of freight transport. The crew of four sailors on 30-foot whelk boat Salford set off from Wells at 3:30 a.m. on Thursday, April the 28th, before spending the night at the reed cutter at Cantley on the Yare. They then came into Poole's Ferry at around 11:30 a.m. on Friday, April the 29th.
It was three times the charm. On the Broads on Sunday, as visitors were treated to a special sight. Onlookers were lucky enough to witness three wherries in full flow at Ludham Bridge to mark the start of the new sailing season. Stunning vessels, Hathor, Olive and Norada, all passed under the bridge within minutes of each other. They had set off from Wroxham on Sunday morning and weaved their graceful way to Howe Hill. The three Edwardian craft are operated by the Wherry Yacht Charter Charity, and their journey marked the first time in 2 years that the organisation could celebrate the launch of a new sailing season, and crew before the sailing season begins in earnest. Hathor, the 170-year-old pleasure wherry, with its Egyptian-themed interior, will now remain at Howe Hill for the rest of the season. The wherry yachts Olive and Norada will return to Wroxham to begin their sailings from there.
Shortages of coal linked to the war in Ukraine have led to services being reduced on a popular heritage railway line. The Mid-Norfolk Railway, the MNR, has introduced some changes in response to ongoing supply issues, as well as soaring diesel costs. It will now only run temporarily to Thruxton, while there will be no steam services on weekdays to conserve supplies of coal. Several heritage railway lines have reported problems caused by a critical shortage of coal. Supply was tight even before the invasion of Ukraine, but this has put further pressure on the global market. In an email sent to volunteers from the MNR chair, Charlie Robinson, members were given an update following recent closures. It comes following a meeting of the Railways Trust Council on Wednesday, April the 20th, called to discuss what the railway would be offering when it reopened on Saturday, April the 30th.